It's time for Farmer Stories here on 104.9 WPXN. Farm Stories are brought to you by CNC Trucking of Loda, also the Buckley State Bank in Buckley. And we're talking with Larry Abbey, Abbey Insurance of Buckley. And Farm Stories, growing up on a farm, but you got into the insurance business, and I know that you deal with farmers each and every day, especially crop insurance.
Right, and I enjoy it. I started farming, you know, in the early 70s, and then the 80s were not very friendly. But I had a lot of experiences, and I do remember working with Charles Kelly on the farm for nearly 7 years, and he said, if you can't be a farmer, you can sell insurance. I always remembered that, because that's what he did, too. So, anyway, I didn't enjoy farming, but I enjoy being with people every day. Every day is different, and every day is a different experience, and I had some things happen in my farming operation that were not covered. And I learned that it could have been covered if it was done properly. So I don't think I've let too many gentlemen or ladies accidents, field accidents or on the road accidents, not be paid if they had it coming.
Well, talk a little bit about how the crop insurance field has changed since you began to what it is today. I know there's different and more coverage, different coverages, the federal government regulations. Talk about how that has changed over the years.
Well, in general changing, we went from, I remember when I started in 83, when we had manuals. I mean, we had shelves and shelves of manuals, and we did it manually. And then the computers came along, so that made life a lot easier, although I don't do it. Susan and Dina work with that, with the property and casualty, and Susan helps me. She's my main person to help me with crop insurance, and it's all done on a computer. I think the biggest change is crop insurance. When I was farming, crop insurance was just coming around. I mean, I remember the droughts of 80 and 83, and there was no crop insurance to be purchased. And so it started about that time, and it was just yield only. And then it evolved to all kinds of bells and whistles now. There's a new one coming this next spring where we can raise the coverage to 95% coverage through the RMA. That used to be a private product, but now the RMA is going to offer it. We'll make it a lot easier to explain, and it'll be one policy, and it'll be cheaper than buying it as a private product. So there's been a lot of change in the crop insurance business.
You're listening to Farm Stories here on 104.9 WPXN, brought to you in part by AHW, your Case IH dealer in Melvin, also by your area Ludlow Co-op Elevators. Yeah, it's fall harvest time. Make sure you're safe from everyone at Ludlow Co-op Elevators, and Weber Fertilizer and Trucking of Loda and Buckley. We're talking with Larry Abbey, talking about the insurance side and Farm Stories and how that has changed. And it just seems that, I think farmers, because of the internet, because it's always been a business and a family business from where you and I recognize that from days gone by, but it is more precise. And I think farmers are really better, at sharpening the pencils, if you will, but using the information that they can get via the internet and everywhere else.
That's for sure. I mean, I am overwhelmed with all the information that's readily available. My tenant this morning suggested that I get an app on my phone from Ludlow Co-op, which I understand is very good, very easy. But I just have so much information coming at me now that I can't keep up with it. So for the little bit of grain that I market, I think I can forget that app. But a little plug for Ludlow Co-op. That is a very good app, I understand, and farmers know what they the load that they took in, what it tested, how many bushels, and everything about it, and before the truck even returns to the field. So, I mean, those days that's crazy to me. I mean, I'm used to going in to say, well, how many bushels do I have, and what to test, and what to get docked, and what do I get, what's my check?
So, what is my check?
What's
worth?
Left over? Yes. Yeah. So, time and information is just moving really fast, and it, to me, it's overwhelming to try to keep up.
And our Farm Stories also brought to you by Diversified Insurance Services. That's Larry and Buckley. Also by Nutrien Ag in Paxton. Again, before I let you go, okay, we know what's happened in the past insurance-wise. We know what's happened, we kind of progressed through. Crystal ball, what happens in the next 10 years?
Oh, my goodness. hope I'm around in 10 years. So, and bringing that in, I mean, people I think have been a little concerned is what my succession is going to be. And I've been working on that for a number of years. And I think I found the answer. This will be the first announcement. Dylan Reitz has joined me a couple of weeks ago. And he is just concentrating on getting his insurance license. And crop insurance will be his main thing. But he'll learn the property and casualty business also, because it just all works together. So I'm really looking forward to having Dylan in the office, and he's the one that'll carry it on, along with Susan. She's the younger one in our office. So Dina and I and Barb, we're all about the same age, and so not that we're going anywhere anytime soon, but we do want to have a legacy. I do not want to sell out to a big conglomerate. I want to carry on as a family operation.
And that's Farm Stories for today. We thank Larry Abbey from Diversified Insurance Services, Abbey Insurance, for joining us today. Listen to Farm Stories exclusively here on 104.9 WPXN.